Legislation has been introduced in the U.S. Senate calling for increased funding for two USDA international market development programs designed to bolster U.S. agricultural exports. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more in this USMEF report.
There was an announcement here recently by a bipartisan group of senators proposing to increase funding for the Market Access Program and a Foreign Market Development Program. These two programs have been critical tools to help build the red meat export demand over many, many years. And from our standpoint, this is really an important opportunity to add value long term for red meat exports. USMEF and all the government cooperators have been very appreciative of the support from Congress in general for these two programs. But the reality is that the base funding has been static. If you look at sequestration and inflation, et cetera, the real spending power has diminished over time. Thus, the reason to look at this seriously is an opportunity to get competitive in real dollar terms.
Hallstrom explains that these USDA programs complement the investment several sectors of U.S. agriculture make in expanding global demand for U.S. red meat.
These two programs really are a supplement to industry dollars that are invested each and every year in the U.S. exports. These industry dollars, the beef, pork, corn, and soybean dollars, the producer investments are really complemented by the MAP and FMD programs. And just to give you an idea of the payback over the years, there's been many studies done across all of the cooperator groups that get funding from these programs. And for every dollar invested, there's a net return of $24.50. And just for note, the U.S. beef and pork exports in 2022, we're forecasting them to be right around a $20 billion mark, which would be an all-time record. So you can see why this investment is just so, so important to the U.S. industry to keep us competitive.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.